pigeon, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some very fine quail and one big measly hare. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out in the middle of the road, and he waltzed with the coon, you see. The coon got so excited that he climbed a persimmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground, and the coon climbed out on a limb. He cast his eyes to the garden of skies, and these words said to him, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then three Hebrews children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear? Now, Mr. Bear, let you and I reason this thing out together, eh? Nice bear. Good old bear. If I should give it just one good, nice, juicy bite, would you go away? Oh, you would, eh? Well, I'll stay right here. This coon stayed up in that tree, I think it was all night. He says, "Oh Lord, if you don't help that bear, then you'll see an awful fight." Just about then the limb let go, and the coon came a-tumbling down. You should have seen him get his rods around before he struck the ground. He hit the ground a-cutting right and left through. He put up a very game fight. Just then the bear hugged his coon. He squeezed him a little too tight. The coon then lost his rouser, but the bear held on with a vim. He cast his eyes to the god in the skies and once more said to him, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den?